From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The northeastern U.S. is weathering more brutal conditions today. Parts of New England are blanketed in more than 2 feet of snow and could receive at least another foot before it's all over. A coastal flood warning is also in effect from Maine to Long Island. The enormous winter storm is still pounding eastern Connecticut, where, as Harriet Jones of member station WNPR reports, there are significant snowdrifts.
Strong winds and about 2 feet of snow brought the area to a standstill overnight. While winds have died down, snow is still falling fast, and forecasters say the eastern part of the state can expect up to an additional 10 inches. While travel bans are being lifted in New York and western parts of Connecticut, police here are appealing for people to stay off the roads as plows attempt to keep up. Daryl Finizio is the mayor of New London.
The only problems that we are having right now in New London are not with our equipment or our staff or our efforts. It's with people getting on the roads and then getting stuck.
Ferry service to Long Island has been suspended for the day, and Amtrak is not running trains north of New York. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Jones in Stonington, Connecticut.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio expressed relief that the metro area was off the hook this time.
We obviously missed the worst of this storm, which is a blessing for New York City.
But the city found itself having to defend its decision to impose travel restrictions after some residents complained it was just too much. Others countered, better safe than sorry. Stock prices took a big dive right after the market opened today after several major companies reported disappointing earnings. At one point, the Dow slid more than 350 points or 2%. NPR's Jim Zaroli is monitoring the markets.
The decline sent the Dow to a six-week low. A big part of the Dow's decline was due to two companies. Heavy equipment maker Caterpillar said its fourth-quarter earnings fell below expectations, and it said its revenues for 2015 would be below Wall Street's estimates. Part of that was because of the rising value of the dollar, which makes U.S. exports less competitive abroad. Microsoft shares also fell sharply after the company lowered its forecast for the year. It also said the stronger dollar would hurt sales overseas. Meanwhile, United Technologies lowered its sales forecast, and Procter & Gamble said the rising dollar would reduce its profit. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
A review of how the housing market fared in recent months reveals prices continue to rise, but not as much in November because of weaker sales and limited supply. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller reading of housing in 20 cities shows a more than 4% increase in November from a year earlier. Unemployment rates fell in 42 U.S. states last month. That's the latest sign that strong hiring is bolstering job opportunities nationwide. We see the Dow down 288 points at 17,389. This is NPR. President Obama and the First Lady have traveled to Saudi Arabia to pay respects to the late King Abdullah, who died last week, and to hold the first formal meeting with the kingdom's new ruler, King Salman. Before he arrived, Obama said the U.S. needs to balance its need to cooperate with Saudi Arabia on counterterrorism with advocacy for human rights in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government has recently come under heavy criticism for the punishment of flogging on a blogger who was accused of insulting the Saudi leadership. An audio recording apparently made by the self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS, warns that a Japanese and a Jordanian hostage have 24 hours or less to live. NPR's Alice Fordham reports the group is demanding the release of a woman who attempted a suicide bombing in Jordan.
The recording is purportedly of the voice of Japanese journalist Kenji Goto. He says the only thing standing between him and freedom is the release of Sajida Rishawi, imprisoned in Jordan for attempting to blow up a hotel. He says the Japanese government must put pressure on Jordan to release her. The group also holds a Jordanian pilot who crashed over Syria, Moaz al-Kasesba. Goto says in the recording, "I have only 24 hours left to live, and the pilot has even less." Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said his government is pursuing every possible means to secure the release of the hostage. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
A battle in eastern Ukraine is said to be intensifying. Kiev says its fight with pro-Russian separatists has left 9 troops dead and 29 others wounded in the last 24 hours. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.